This report on RAGBRAI is brought to you by Bickle Cycling and Fitness. Bickle, serving cycling enthusiasts since 1965. By Southeast Iowa Garage Door Specialist, service and sales for all your garage door needs, residential and commercial. The Hobbycraft Shop, planes, trains, and automobiles for big kids and small kids. Nick's Cycling and Fitness. Nick from Nick's Cycling and Fitness has proudly been an official bicycle mechanic for RAGBRAI for over 30 years. By Jim's Lock and Safe, products to protect your property. And by Cellular Connections, Verizon store located on Lawrence Drive in Burlington under new ownership and expanding their store to better serve their customers.
All right, it is time for the official RAGBRAI report. Good morning, Steve Hexham. Where are you at today?
Good morning, David. You know, we've got a gorgeous day today. It's a little different than it was yesterday, and I'll tell you that. When I had T.J. Juskowitz on, I think I told you this yesterday, that he said the weather is everything. Well, the weather is. We started out. I delayed. I didn't get on the road yesterday till 9 o'clock because after I put my – as soon as I finished my update yesterday, I looked at radar, and there was a mess of storms coming in and rain. And I said, you know, I think I'll maybe just wait a little bit. It looked like they were going to blow past through. And by about 8:30 or so, they had. And then I got packed up and got on the bike. So I didn't get on the road till 9 o'clock yesterday morning. And as the day went on, it got hotter. And it also got hillier. And it happened to be the actual official longest day of the ride, except for the Century Day. But I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to do the Century. I've done a number of them over the years. I cannot see any purpose in doing going around in a circle and ending up in the same place. But anyway, it is the story of today. Right now, I'm staying at the home of Nancy and Jim Teich, and they are the same. I'm in the same house with the same people that I was 10 years ago when it came through Jefferson last in 2008. And it's also, Jefferson is known, if it has a singular landmark, it is the Mahaney Bell Tower, which is right in the town square. Listen to this. It's 160 feet tall. There are 52 bells on the top of this tower. And you can go, and the observation deck is at 120 feet. The last time I was here in town, the group that I was with all went, and we took an elevator all the way to the top, and the view is simply spectacular. But regardless of that, last night, entertainment, a very familiar name on RAGBRAI. In fact, you might even know who the entertainer was. You've mentioned them a few times when we talked about Steamboat Days, when we talked about regional entertainment. It was Hairball.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're a real popular group.
They are a popular group, and
they put on a pretty good show, too.
They put on a good show. The house I'm staying at is only a few blocks from the main stage. So, you know, if you were in the house, you didn't see much of the show, but I tell you what, we could hear all of it from right here. So it was one of those things, and I know there's a huge crowd there. Somebody asked me yesterday, said, how many people are on this? How many people are actually on this ride? I said, you know, nobody really knows. I got into Jefferson yesterday afternoon, and I stopped to ask some directions to get to the house. And the gentleman said, are there any more behind you? I said, there are thousands and thousands and thousands more behind me. And so the riders that they started late, a lot of them, in fact, there was a ton of riders coming in because we had another rainstorm come up at about 6:30. I was just getting ready to have to go to get some supper, and all of a sudden, it just started pouring. And so rain, I feel sorry for the people. That's one of the reasons why I don't camp, because I would have been trying to put a tent away yesterday in rain and get on a bike, or waiting it out in a tent and then having a soggy tent. And then at about the time you'd be putting your tent up, then when you got into town the next day, you just maybe had dried out part of your tent, and then all of a sudden it soaked again. So anyway, it's a hardy world we live in. We had, you know, I was at I had fun yesterday because I had a chance to see, and I think I posted it on Facebook, Team Bad Boy. They're the most notoriously incredibly strange group ever on this ride. Everybody is loaded to the gills with all the, they've actually got a rolling bar that they take with them. They've got a rolling barbecue. They've got another one that's a giant, basically ice cooler. And they even pull a trailer, which has umbrellas and tables on it.
Well, I've got to say, I'm kind of surprised you haven't joined this group yet.
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, they've been around almost as long as I've been doing this thing. And their reputation was that they had all this stuff, but they were typically one of the teams that would be coming in. You'd see them coming in typically if you were awake or up. You'd see them coming in around midnight. That's what they would start in the morning, but they would take all day and they would be. That's one thing that has changed about RagBrite. You don't see they have what they call service times, and they do everything they can to get riders to move along and be in by 6 o'clock on a night. Now a lot of riders don't get in by that time, but the fact is, I haven't seen the incredible late starts or late people that we've had in the past. You know, I also told a little bit of the story. The Air Force. I asked an Air Force guy how busy he was. He said, you know, yesterday, when I talked to him, he said it was really, really quiet and hardly anything. If you heard the story or read the story on Facebook, there's 130 of them. Everyone is a trained EMT. Everyone is also has bicycle tools, mechanics, et cetera, on it. And so I said, how busy? I said, I haven't seen a lot of you guys working on stuff. He said, no, it's been a pretty quiet morning. Well, later in the day, the two things that became most noticeable is the route became hillier, the sag wagons became fuller, and the number of people that had bicycle issues and the number of Air Force people both treating medical and also mechanical issues just seemed to grow. And I tell you, coming in the last 15, 20 miles, it was like one stream of ambulances after another. So you have to realize that, you know, you got to be serious. There's a lot of people on the road, and you got to be totally at your wits, your best wits, to be able to negotiate that. But today, you know what? Yesterday was 72 miles. It was 2,527 feet of climb. Today is 62 miles. We're going from Jefferson to the city of Ames. So it's 10 miles shorter, and the feet of climb is only 997. So it sounds like it's going to be a pretty doggone flat day. And I think that's really it's going to be flat. We are looking at a forecast that has, at least for today, no rain. I don't know how long we'll be able to. We had rain twice yesterday, so maybe we got it out of the way, or maybe not. But we'll find out as we get on the road. We go from Jefferson today to Grand Junction, Dana. We go to Ogden. Boone is our meeting town, and Boone was one of those cities I think was hit by the tornado, wasn't it, that hit just last week?
I'm not sure. There were so many tornadoes there might have been. I don't think there was a whole lot of damage in Boone.
Okay, but nothing like Marshalltown.
But they very well may have had a tornado up there, because, I mean, I think there were something like 27 of them.
They had some damage, but not anything like Marshalltown.
Right.
But anyway, and we finish up in Ames, and I'm going to be staying tonight. I'm telling you about where I'm staying. I'm staying at the home of Jerry and Marlis Hartman, which happened to be the people across the street from the people I stayed with 10 years ago, who were on vacation, and they're minding their house, and we ended up by connections and whatever finding them. So I've got a house in Ames in the same block, and they're the ones taking care of the house. So it's kind of like, I guess maybe a sort of a fitting way to get to, or a fitting way to stay in Ames. But a lot of stuff. Ames is going to be one of the bigger cities. We've got, of course, we've got Newton coming up after that, and then we've got Sigourney, which is one of the smallest, and then we go to Iowa City, and then we end up in Davenport. But, you know, so far, it's fun, and so far, I will keep my eyes posted, or eyes peeled for interesting and some of the silly things that go on along the way as well. But Jefferson, a great town, a host town, and we're looking for another one tonight.
Well, Steve, you have a good time in Ames. I'll tell you, you know, born and raised in Burlington, of course I'm a Hawkeye fan, but Ames has got to be one of my favorite towns in the state. A lot of fun there, so have a good time.
It is a fun town, and yes, it is Cyclone country. We're in Cyclone country right now. I'm going to tell you that. You see a lot of a lot of cyclone signs here. So anyway, hey, have a great day. I'm going to be checking in again this afternoon about a little after 5 o'clock. And I'll also be posting. Check the News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR Facebook page, and you can find that. And also go to KBUR.com. If you've got a cell phone, just click on the menu bar and hit the fourth. It is number four. Hit on air, and then hit the fourth line, and you will hit right.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. We'll check in with you later this afternoon.
All right, have a great day, and I'll hopefully have the same, okay?
All right, bye.